Alan Kring Productions, in association with Emergent Light Studio, presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 2 for Autumn Semester 2017. Lecture 25, delivered on December 5, 2017. The title of this lecture is Funding Allocation and Optimal Capital Structure.
Today, funding allocation with optimal capital structure. This is the last lecture of the semester, and on Thursday we will review for the final exam. But this is an important last lecture. Funding allocation. I can't even remember. Funding allocation and optimal capital structure. This lecture is essentially a closing off of one aspect of the course. Recall that I had shown you earlier in the course, that companies have to make the decision about how much debt and how much equity is comprising their total assets. How much debt and how much equity is comprising their total assets. So we can draw on a horizontal axis the percent of debt, which of course the percent of equity would be 1 minus the percent of debt. And then on this axis, the vertical axis, we have the weighted average cost of capital. So now, if the company has no debt whatsoever, then the weighted average cost of capital would be simply the cost of equity. Now, as a general rule, as debt is added to the capital structure at the expense of equity, the company will realize a lowering of the weighted average cost of capital. That's just the way it works. Debt is cheaper than equity, at least up to a point. Now, eventually, debt does become more expensive once the company incurs so much debt that it gets into essentially the risk that there's going to be default on some of their interest payments. So we have this decline until some point where the lenders, the debt providers, say, you're getting a little too much debt. We could have a situation where your earnings before interest and taxes gets down so low that you can't pay your interest payments, and then you're in default. So then they start charging more on debt, and so the curve begins to swing back upward again. The lowest place in the weighted average cost of capital curve is what we call the optimal capital structure. Now, as I had said earlier, this bottoming out point is different for different firms and for different industries. Sometimes you might see a WACC curve that is sort of like very quickly debt starts getting expensive, and then the WACC curve looks like that. Other times, in some industries, the WACC curve can go like that so that the bottoming out point has a large percentage of debt. It's dependent upon the industry. This is all well and good. The company will do whatever it needs to hold the optimal capital structure. So, for example, if a company is gathering retained earnings and it just keeps paying down its debt, well, what's going to happen is that the debt is going to reduce and the equity in the company is going to build, and so it will come off its optimal capital structure. Similarly, if a company starts to talk about funding, well, if it's got an optimal capital structure that includes debt, some of the funding would have to come from debt and some of it would have to come from equity. And to emphasize this point, I'm going to give you a very sobering, very serious real-life example of this. We begin with a company that has an optimal capital structure that is 25% debt and 75% equity. And I'll tell you all about this company in a moment. But the first thing is that I have as guests today a lender. Please hold up your sign. Please. Debt. And another individual who happens to provide money if I sell stock. He's got the equity. Or he might be the treasurer of the company who's got the retained earnings net of dividends. Whichever way, he has shareholders the ability to provide our projects with money. Now, you two have money, right? Certainly. How you got like $6. And you, sir, have $6. So surely these two gentlemen, either of them can fund my project. But we're not going to do it that way. I would ask that my two volunteers, forced as they were, to please come up here. Slaves. Now, this is a story of a farmer, corporation, and the farmer has realized that he has to invest in a project. The project in which he is going to invest will need capital funding, and that capital funding is going to come from these two people. Now, you might ask, what could a farmer possibly need? A combine? No, not here. Perhaps a new barn? No, not here. In this case, I ask you to bear with me for a moment.
Very warm in here.
I know, right? Now you go in first, please.
All right.
This farmer wants two horses. Going the other way. No. Wait. Get in here. Go.
I can't see
it. Come on. Come on.
The two of these horses together cost $1. The farmer could get the dollar from either of you, right? Go ahead. No, you can't do that. You were looking at that handsome young man right there and saying, I want equity, yes. But you can't do it that way. Do you know why? Because that would blow your optimal capital structure. I'm a horse, and I know that. I'm blacking out. Okay. How much is she going to get from you?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
45 cents.
Okay. Go ahead. Take your 25. Okay. Now you give that to me.
What's the horse
going to
do with the horse?
Okay, hooves.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're going to get how much from him?
We are now
funded. The horses are hers. And the reason that we did it that way was because if she had taken all of the money in debt or all of the money in equity, she would have blown her optimal capital structure. So at every point along the way, whenever a project comes online, it funds holding on to the capital structure. That's just the way companies do it. And not only that, as they take on more projects, as long as they keep funding each project according to the optimal capital structure, then they will hold the optimal capital structure from year to year and for longer periods of time than that. Now, there's one last question you are probably asking yourself. Why? Why did he get 75 cents and I got only 25 cents? Do you know why? Because I am a quarter horse. That is all I have for you today, and as far as lectures go forever, I thank you.